Hi, I'm Graham Hill. I'm the author of Electric Cars, The Truth Revealed. And if you want to order a copy of that book, which is where all of this information has come from, that I'm putting out on these podcasts, because we need to flood the market with as much information as we possibly can. As I say, all of this is in the book. If you go to grahamhilltraining.com, you can buy a copy of the book. It's a downloadable book because we're saving the planet, because it's all to do with electric cars and stuff. So you can download the book immediately. If you book and pay for the training for next year when it comes out in 2024, you'll have a huge saving. We'll be charging hundreds of pounds for the training next year. You'll get it as an add-on for just a few pounds if you do it now. So what we're going through at the moment is a series of podcasts that relate to insurance. I've just taken one subject out of the book and thought, well, I need to just cover these because there's so much stuff that people don't know and they need to know about if they're going into an electric car for the first time, or they're maybe not even considered some of these insurance headings that we're putting out there at the moment. Certainly not the sort of things that have been discussed by either the manufacturers, the dealers, or the brokers. So these are things that you really need to know about before you even take a step down that path towards an electric car. And if you already have an electric car, some of these things are going to be pretty useful anyway, because you may be renewing your insurance. And there's some pretty horrible things happening out there when it comes to insurance on electric cars. Now, I want to talk about something we don't actually know a tremendous amount about at the moment when it comes to electric cars. It's a word that some people have come across, most people haven't. It's a word called betterment. Now, betterment can be applied to either a warranty claim or an insurance claim. I think best to describe it is, let's say you're driving your car. It's an ordinary petrol car, and you've driven over something in the road, and it's hit the bottom of the gearbox, and it's cracked the gearbox case. You've immediately stopped. The car's been taken off to the garage. The garage has assessed it along with the insurance company. You've put your insurance claim in. And the insurance company comes along and they said, right, that's fine. It's cracked the case. You haven't done any other damage to the car, to the gearbox. So we're going to pay for the repair of the gearbox. And that would be quite normal and that would be acceptable. Now, let's say the same happened. The car gets taken to the dealer strips it down and finds out that because you'd moved a little bit further down the road, you couldn't stop immediately, and the oil had drained and some cogs had ground up inside the gearbox. And the insurance company says, well, look, you know, you're now 2.5 years into the 3 years that you've got the car for, or you've planned on having the car for. So you've had 2.5 years use out of the gearbox. And it looks as though we're not going to be able to repair it. We're going to have to replace it. And the replacement will be a brand new gearbox. Now, you've already had 50,000 miles use of the old gearbox. So we expect you to contribute. And this is called betterment, because what they're replacing the gearbox with is a new gearbox, which puts you in a better position than you would have been had you just not had the accident. So it might be something like £8,000 for the gearbox, but you're expected to contribute maybe a couple of £1,000s. And that's what's known as betterment. Now, if we move that across into electric cars, one of the things that we're a little bit concerned about is batteries. And I've spoken to a couple of insurance companies, and they've not really been upfront in what's going to happen if, say, you damage your battery pack, you've driven over a lump of concrete or whatever, and it's smashed into the bottom of the battery pack, and the car has got an 8-year warranty, so it's expected to last for 8 years. So, but your insurance, it doesn't work quite the same way as the warranty would do. You've accidentally damaged it. Now, if they replace the battery pack and it's like 5 years old, then are they going to be charging you betterment? Bearing in mind that, you know, some of these battery packs can be £20,000-£30,000. I mean, obviously they'll be coming down in cost over the period as time moves on. But let's say you have this in a Tesla that you've had for, or it's 5 years old, you might have bought it at second hand, but you've got your insurance on it. Have you checked to see if there is a betterment clause in the contract? And if you haven't checked, you need to check, because there's a good chance that they will say, well, you know, it's going to cost £20,000. You know, you damaged the car. Okay, it's an accident, and that's what you're insured against. But we're replacing the old battery pack. If they were able to repair it, they might have an argument, or you might have an argument to say, no, you know, you've repaired it. So it's not a replacement. It's just repairing the bits that have been damaged. And, you know, the batteries inside might be perfectly okay. It just might be the casing, and they may need to fill it with the fluid that they use to keep the batteries cool or keep them warm in the winter. This is what happens. So we don't know yet what is going to happen here, and no one's been able to tell me. So this is something you need to take into account. If you're taking out insurance, have a look at the insurance policy and see what it says about the battery, because it's moving sands at the moment. So as new policies are coming out, and of course, some of the insurance companies may be thinking, well, as the insurance costs are going up and up, and that could be relating to battery issues, then if they can reduce the amount of money they're having to pay out on batteries, because some of them, they're just replacing, they're just paying out for the car being a write-off. It's cheaper to do that than replace the batteries, the battery pack. So this is something else we need to be wary of. And that could happen to all sorts of different things, not just the battery, but the battery is going to be, because it's such high cost, you don't want to be facing a bill, you know, they turn around and say, well, replace the battery pack. It was 5 years old, it's brand new now. And so we expect you to pay £5,000, £6,000, £7,000, £8,000 towards the cost of replacing the battery. It's something we need to get a grip of. And I need to just put the warning signs out there to make sure you know when you take out your insurance whether there are betterment clauses included in that insurance. It applies, as I say, to petrol and diesel cars. But for the moment, I'm concentrating on electric cars, because this is a worry of mine that we might find ourselves in a situation where you damage the battery pack, they replace it, and then expect betterment charges from you. The same will apply to warranty. So, but we'll cover that. We're just concentrating on insurance at the moment. We'll cover off warranty with another podcast, I'm sure. So if you wanted to draw a line, if the thing can be repaired, then invariably you won't get charged betterment. But if the thing has to be replaced, so it's a new for old effectively, then there's a chance that you might be charged betterment. Something to look out for. Okay, so another one done. I think we're coming close to the end now. So that's it for now. If you want to get the copy of the book, grahamhilltraining.com, we need to flood the market with this information. Get all this stuff out there. We can't just keep rolling around with, you know, range anxiety and broken chargers and all the usual dross that comes out from the so-called experts. I'm the expert. I've written the book. You're getting this firsthand. Let's get it sorted. Let's get people into electric cars. Let's get you into electric car. Thanks for watching. I've been Graham Hill. Catch you on the next one.